罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12，
我们上个礼拜已经讲了爱人不可虚假。
Last week we talked about how love must be sincere.
恶要厌恶。
Hate what is evil.
善要亲近。
Cling to what is good.
我们现在再把这一节圣经读有接连读下面的圣经。我们读罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12.
我们读第九节接连到第十节第十一节三节都读一二三。爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此退让，云群不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。再读一次，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，人群不可拦阻，要心里火热，常常服侍主。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们恭敬把今天的聚会交托给你，愿主你真理的圣灵引导我们，使我们因明白你的真理，因领受你的话，我们的信就在你里面长大起来，我们的灵性就更成熟，我们对主对人，我们的侍奉，我们的生活能够更荣耀你的名。你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。
阿们
阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里思想了一件很重要的事情。
Last week we discussed something which is very important.
人与人之间的爱。
And that is the love between human beings.
我们从七方面谈到爱的本质的问题。
We spoke about this from seven different angles.
爱是神自己生命的本质。
Love is the attribute of God Himself.
超越了其他所有的属性。
It surpasses all other things.
神不但是有怜悯。
Not only is God merciful.
神不但是有丰盛的慈爱。
Not only is He abundantly loving.
神自己就是爱。
He Himself is love.
一个人活在爱里面，他就是活在上帝里面。
When a person lives in love, he is living in God.
所以我们提到一个人的爱，就是这个人灵性的这个记号。也是与神之间关联合一的因素。
And so we mentioned that the love will be a mark of a person's spirituality and the essence that link him with God.
当教会失去爱的时候
，When the church loses love，
教会就失去了对世人的见证。
The church will lose its own witness to the world.
当教会没有真正的爱的时候
，When there is no true love in the church，
教会没有办法使人看出。我们是跟随耶稣基督的。
The church will not be able to show others that we are followers of Jesus Christ.
爱使我们与神结合起来。
Love enables us to reconcile with God.
爱使我们与人也结合起来。
And it helps us to link us ourselves with others.
人与神之间的隔绝是罪恶。
We are separated by God through sin.
人与人之间的隔绝也是罪恶。
In the same manner, we are separated from others because of sin.
当我们与神隔绝的时候。
When we are separated from God,
我们就是以生命隔绝，以爱隔绝，以真理隔绝，以永恒的盼望隔绝。
We are separated from love, from life, from eternal hope.
那么这个爱从我们与神的生命中间隔绝失去的时候
，When this love disappears,
我们没有办法靠着爱的源头去爱我们四周围的人。
We will not be able to love others through the love, the source of love.
所以这世界最大的危机。
The greatest crisis the world has
不是原子能的危机
It's not from nuclear weapons
不是其他的道德的失败的危机
Or failure in morality
但是真正的爱已经从人间离去的这个危机
The crisis is that true love is no longer with us
我们看见了许多许多的人
We see many people in the world
甚至在结婚的事情上不是以爱做基础是以性欲做基础
Who base everything on sexuality, even in marriage.
所以当我们在性欲的事情上不满足的时候
，When they are not satisfied sexually,
他们就丢弃他们的对象。
They will forsake their spouse.
这样，这个世界的前途是非常可怕的。
The world has a terrifying future.
谁可以使我们挽回过来
？Who will turn us around?
除非我们回到神的自己生命的里面去。
Unless we return back to the life of God.
所以呢，当你爱上帝的时候
，So when you love God,
你明白了，上帝就是爱
，And you understand that God is love.
所以爱上帝的人跟爱爱的本身是关联的。
When you say you love God and you love love, both are related.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以你住在爱里面，你就是住在上帝的里面。
When you live in love, you are living in God.
一个人说他爱上帝。
When a person say I love God,
却恨他的弟兄。
But hate his brother.
真理就不在他的里头。
The truth is not in him.
他是说谎的。
He is a liar.
一个人说他爱上帝。
When a person say I love God,
却不爱上帝所爱的。
But he will not love the things that God loves.
他是离开真理的。
He is a departed from the truth.
圣经说凡爱上帝的，也爱凡从上帝所生的。
The Bible says, whoever says that he loves God, he will love things that come from God.
所以我们爱弟兄不可虚假。
Therefore, when we love each other, let us be sincere.
所有恶的事情，我们都要恨恶它。
And we need to hate what is evil.
所有善的事情，我们都要亲近它。
And cling on to what is good.
这样，我们学习行善，止住作恶。
We need to learn to do good and stop evil.
我们才能真正把纯洁的爱遵行出来。
And in so doing, we can have pure love.
神愿意我们在爱中彼此建立。
God is willing that we build each other up in love.
爱有两件事是以这个本质不能分开的。
There are two things about love that cannot be segregated.
爱跟真实之间的关系。
The first of all, the relationship between love and truth.
如果爱中间有虚假的成分。
If there's falsehood in love,
那么这个爱就比恨更可怕。
This love will be more horrifying than hatred.
真正的恨可以预防。
We can prevent hatred.
虚假的爱你没有办法预防。
But we cannot prevent false love.
那么虚假的爱的背后有别的动机。
If there is a motivation behind
love, 外表的甜言蜜语。
There may be superficial wistful
sweet nothings. 笑里藏刀。
Behind the smile, there's evil intention.
更可怕，更可怕的是。
This is more horrifying.
所以那些真正仇恨的。
A person that truly hates,
只要他从恨悔改过来，
can turn around from hatred.
他的真正使他变成一个可以有前途的人。
And he can turn around and have a future.
但有虚假的面具做假爱的人。
But when a person has false love,
他已经习惯了虚假的感情。
He's probably used to using false emotions.
他就更难悔改了。
Very difficult to turn around.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
耶稣基督在世的时候对宗教领袖最重要的责备就是假冒伪善。
The greatest rebuke Christ had for religious leaders was hypocrisy.
所以爱人不可虚假。
So we cannot be insincere in
that. 爱跟真实一定要相连起来。
Love must be linked with honesty.
否则爱就不是真正的爱，就不等于爱。
Or it will not be true love, not love at all.
第二样，爱跟永恒性也是不能分开的。
Secondly, love is linked with eternity.
因为爱是一个真真实实与神的生命的本质有相关联的一种感情。
Because love is an emotion that is linked with the attribute of God.
神是永恒的。
God is eternal.
所以我们要恒心在爱的事情上彰显神的本性的形象在我们的里面。
And so in the matter of love, we ought to manifest the image of God.
那么彼得告诉我们，我们除了爱弟兄以外，
The apostle Peter says, other than loving our brethren,
爱众人，
we need to love the rest of the people.
弟兄的爱发挥延伸到对社会、对罪人、对世界，甚至对仇敌的爱。
And so we extend our love from our brothers to the people of the world, even including our enemies.
如果基督徒只有爱基督徒，
if Christians only love fellow Christians,
基督徒只有爱信主的人，
we only love people who believe in the Lord.
外面的人没有可能爱的话，
and if we cannot love people outside of our circle,
怎么能把福音传给他们？
How can we possibly spread the gospel to them?
我们怎么把上帝的道彰显出来呢？
How can we manifest the word of God?
所以我一方面在主的家里面照顾神的儿女，
on the one hand, we want to take care of God's children in his home.
用诚实，用真理，用爱心彼此建立。
With integrity, truth and love, we build each other up.
应当把这个爱的本性向外延伸出去。
We are to spread this nature of love outside of our circle.
别人与我们一同领受这种属天的本质。
That others may receive this attribute from heaven.
这样呢，我们就懂得怎样荣耀主的名。
And in this manner we glorify the name of our Lord.
第十节提到呢，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
恭敬人要彼此退让。
Honor one another above yourselves.
我们到第十三章的时候，
When we reach chapter 13,
你们看见了四个很重要的责任。
You will see four very important.
就是人与人之间的关系。
The first one is interpersonal relationship.
应当恭敬的要恭敬他。
You need to honor that which deserves honor.
应当惧怕的要惧怕他。
You need to fear that which deserves fear.
应当纳而良的要纳给他。
You need to give tithing to that which receives it.
应当交税的要交给他。
And you need to pay taxes when it is due.
提到人在社会中间的责任的问题了。
These are responsibilities that we have in the society.
人与人之间
interpersonal relationship
有程度的差别。
There are difference in standards.
教育的差别。
In education.
有生活经历的差别。
In life experiences.
有人生的这种智慧结晶的差别。
Differences in wisdom of life.
所以如果有人比你更没有学问的话。
So if you find someone who is less educated than you are,
你应当怎么对待他呢？
How should you treat him?
有人比你更有知识的话。
When you find someone wiser than you,
你应当怎样来对待他？
What sort of attitude should you have?
比我更高尚的人。
When I find somebody with higher status,
我应当尊敬他。
I not to honor him.
比我更有权威的人。
A person with greater power than I have,
我应当惧怕他。
I ought to fear him.
这些是人与人之间的责任。
All this responsibility for humanity.
到了第十三章的时候，我们会更详细讲这一点。
We will reach in depth in chapter 13.
这里第十节说，恭敬人要彼此推让。
But here verse 10 says, honor one another above yourself.
那么这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does this mean?
我恭敬你的时候，
When I honor you,
我应当的尊重你，对你有退让的心。
I ought to respect you and feel that you are above me.
因为你比我更应当被尊敬才对。
Because you deserve more honor than I do.
在这里说你要彼此推让。
Here it says we ought to honor others above ourselves.
所以表示，如果你不把别人当作可恭敬的，你就不可能推让。
It is not possible to do that if you do not treat others as honorable.
退让是很不容易的一件事。
It is difficult to give way.
这是圣子所带来的最好的榜样。
And this is the best example the Son of God brought.
退让是自己谦卑，让别人得到尊荣。
To give way means that you have to humble yourself and let others have the glory.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
三位是同永恒、同尊贵、同权柄、同荣耀的。
Three of them have the same eternity, the honor and glory.
他们有永远的能力。
They have eternal power.
永远的荣耀。
Eternal glory,
永远的尊贵
，eternal honor,
永远的存在
，eternal existence.
三个位格是同等位分的三个位格。
The Triune God has the same status,
但是有不同次序的三个位格。
But they have different order.
这样你要注意到，同位分的人不一定同次序。
And so with the same person status, it doesn't mean that the order will be the same.
比如圣经告诉我们，上帝按照自己的形象造男。
The Bible says God made men in His own image.
上帝也照样按照自己的形象造女。
And He made women in His own image.
男人有神的形象，女人也有神的形象。
So both men and women have the image of God.
男女是不是平等的呢？
Are they equal?
是不是呢？
Are they?
你们说是不是？是平等的。
Yes, they are.
男女是平等的。
They are equal.
但是圣经说的男人是女人的头。
But the Bible says the man is the head of the woman.
女人要顺服她的丈夫。
And the woman is to be submissive to the husband.
你说圣经是不是呢？出尔反尔，彼此相矛盾呢？
Does that not mean that the Bible is self-contradictory?
不是的。
No.
这里提到位分相同，次序不相同。
Here the status is the same, but the order is different.
我们如果好研究圣经的话。
If we study the Bible well,
你看这些的原则是贯彻始终的。
We will see a consistent principle.
所以在旧约里面是这样讲。
This is the case in the Old Testament.
在新约里面也是这样讲。
The same in the New.
而且在逐步启示，越来越清楚照明人的理性的时候。
And as progressive revelation shows us the truth of God.
神是很忍耐的，使我们明白。
Patiently, God allowed us to understand Him.
自己成了我们的榜样。
And He Himself became our example.
我已经对你们讲过了。
I have already said this.
三个位格之间的关系。
The relationship between the three persons of God.
社交功能的榜样。
Is the example of our social order.
圣父、圣子、圣灵之间彼此的关系。
The relationship between God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
成为人类社会的可能。
Becomes a possibility for our social life.
人是社群的一个活物。
We are social beings.
人是彼此可以相交、相尊敬、相爱、相关联的一个团体。
We are a community where we can have interpersonal relationship, love, and this understanding.
所以人的社会的团体的关联只能根据圣主、圣子、圣灵为个祭之间的关系才能建立起来。
And this relationship in the community must be based on the relationship of the Triune God.
这一点是圣经给社会学最大的启发。
This is the greatest revelation of the Bible for sociology.
可惜社会学从奥古斯孔开始就是一个反对圣经的人。
But from August Kuhn, sociologists have been against the Bible.
所以我们看见社会学一直在研究社会中间的困难、社会中间的毛病、社会中间变态的行为，但在医治的方面没有神的能力同榜样在其中。
A sociologist will want to understand all the problems of the society, but he does not have the power of God to heal it.
我们今天可以从许多的病状中间找到现象，找到疾病的性质是什么。
When we see a lot of disorder, we can sort of figure out what is the source of the problem.
病的原因跟治病的真正能力在哪里？是比你单单懂的病是更要紧。
But it is more important to understand the true cause of the disorder.
这是世俗的心理学，反对上帝的心理学，跟世俗的社会学最大的缺陷。
This is the greatest problem with secular psychology and sociology.
The relationship between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, interpersonal relationship of Triune God, is the foundation of human community possibility.
圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的关系应该是人建立社会的可能。
圣子与圣父是同等的。
God the Son is the same as God the Father.
圣父跟圣子的次序是不一样的。
But their order is different.
只有圣父差遣圣子。
Only God the Father can send God the Son.
从来没有圣子差派圣父。
Not God the Son sending God the Father.
为什么耶稣基督一定要圣父天父差派，他就去顺从呢？
Why was Jesus Christ obedient to the Father?
你在腓立比书第二章找到了圣子这个美德的记载。
You will find this in Philippians chapter 2.
他虽然有上帝的形象，
although he has the image of God,
与上帝同等，
although he is equal with God,
不以此为强夺的，
he did not think this as a self-righteous.
他不是坚持我是与你一样的，所以你不必猜我，我是和你同等的，不是这个意思。
He did not maintain that status by force.
他愿意受差派，
but he was willing to be sent.
这个美德
Such an character,
就是人类社会美的真正的榜样跟基础
become the real example and foundation for humanity.
社会学里面没有办法，没有办法明白的。
This is something sociologists will never understand.
除非人回到圣经里面。
Unless we return to the Word of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在这个世代里面
，In this era of ours,
我已经多次对心理学、社会学、哲学、政治学提醒。他们离开神的道，所以跌倒的原因在哪里？
I have already mentioned and reminded psychologists, philosophers, and even politicians about why they're going wrong.
我的讲道里面、讲座里面提到了共产主义的失败是神学性的失败。
In my preaching and seminars, I've always mentioned that communism failed because they failed in the doctrine of God.
科学主义的失败是神学性的失败。
And science failed because of the theology failure.
社会学的失败是神学性的失败。
And sociology failed because of the failure in theology.
心理学的失败是神学性的失败。
The failure of psychology is a failure in theology.
有人以为你是传道人，三句不离本行，总是靠你三寸不烂之舌。讲神学的重要性，圣经的重要性，一定把每一种学问臭骂一顿，你才甘愿。
And some people think that as a preacher, of course, that's what I would say.
其实完全不是如此。
This is not the case.
我个人本来是很反对圣经的。
In the beginning, I was opposed to the Bible.
我是攻击基督教的。
I attacked the Christians.
我已经站在无神论的立场的上面。
From the anger of the 80s,
讨厌教会所有的聚会。
I hated all the assembly in church.
拒绝圣经的权威。
I rejected the authority of the Bible.
有一天神把我改变过来。
One day God changed me around.
主啊，如果你真正超越这一切，你回答我的问题，我就到世界各处去回答别人的问题。
And I said to the Lord, if you really transcend all these things and you answer my question, I will answer everybody's question.
今天我讲这些的话，不是因为葡萄我吃不到。就说那个葡萄是酸的。
And these are not words of bitterness.
乃是我可以告诉你，实实在在最伟大的心理学家、最伟大的哲学家， 若是他们愿意敬畏上帝的他，他都会看到我所讲的这些东西。
But I tell you, the greatest psychologists and philosophers, if they fear God, they will understand what I'm saying.
圣子与圣父是同权柄的。
God the Son and God the Father has the same status and power.
以自己有上帝的形象，以神同等为强夺的。
But he did not treat this as something to be grasped.
反倒虚己。
But he made himself nothing. Willingly he submitted.
取了奴仆的形象。
And he took the image of a servant.
世界上来做人。
To become man.
而且顺服到死。
And was submissive to death.
甚至死在十字架上。
And death on the cross.
耶稣基督的伟大。
The greatness of Jesus Christ
不在他怎样为自己强争强辩
was not in his self-defense.
耶稣基督的伟大
the greatness of Christ
尊敬推让的这个心
came about because of his obedience and humility.
我相信当保罗讲这些圣经的时候
I believe when the apostle Paul wrote this
一定深深揪到基督是我们美德的最好的榜样
He must have known deeply that Christ would be the best example for humanity.
他说你们恭敬人要彼此推让
And so he said, when you honor each other, honor them above yourself.
一个人在小事上争风吃醋
If we fight over small things,
你就看出他没有大的包容、宽容的心怀，没有办法做大事。
We will not be able to accomplish great tasks.
一个在小事上斤斤计较、为自己的利益争到面红耳赤的人
，A person that fight very hard for his own rights，
没有办法，上帝交托大的事在他身上
，will not be able to receive great tasks from God。
今天教会最高层的领导人
，the greatest leaders in the church today，
是不是有退让的心、伟大心怀的人
？Do they have a wide attitude in their heart？
讲这几句话，你的心会很难过。
When you say all this, you can feel very sad.
许多许多为自己小小的利益争到面红耳赤的人。正在坐在高位上。
Many great church leaders are people that will fight for very small things.
我们好像以为自己坐在高位，我们灵性就可以成为众人导师一样的。
We always think that because we are in high position, we are the example for others in spirituality.
我们口口声声指手画脚责备别人。
We would like to rebuke people when we are speaking.
我们凭什么资格
？But we are not deserving.
对别人讲劝勉的话呢
？How can we then persuade others?
我凭什么资格？
Do I deserve this?
站在这里对你们讲道。
Am I qualified to stand here to preach to you?
因为我愿意效法基督。
Unless I'm willing to follow Jesus Christ.
我在劝并说，请你们效法我。
Then I can say imitate my example.
保罗说，你们要效法我，如同我效法基督。
The apostle Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
基督在父面前的谦卑。
The humility of Christ before the Father.
基督被父差派的顺服。
The submission of Jesus to the Father's sending.
基督在神面前服侍人，在人面前服侍神。
Before God, he served man. Before man, he served God.
这一切的榜样都成为人类伦理道德最好的基础了。
All these examples become the best foundation for human ethics.
从来没有人像耶稣基督。
Not a single human being was like Jesus Christ.
生在马槽。
Who was born in a manger.
死在十字架上。
Who died on the cross.
绝对为自己的权柄无所争。
He never fought for his own rights.
为神的道无所让。
But he will never let go the word of God.
为真理一定真正的争辩。
And he will fight for the truth.
为自己的好处。没有求
but never for his own good
need. 耶稣行三十五次的神迹
Jesus had performed 35 miracles
没有一次是为自己的利益而行的
not a single one was done for his own benefit
没有一次是为自己的方便而行
not a single one for his own convenience
耶稣三次哀哭
when he cried three times
没有一次是为自己的困难而哭的
none of it was for his own difficulties
他的这个退让的心
his this humility of his
尊神伟大的心
Disobedience to God.
把别人看重的心
This attitude that treats others as better than himself.
在万族万民所有的人道德最好的榜样
Becomes the best example for all generations.
当自己在十字架上的时候
When he was on the cross.
他甚至不愿意领受人把醋放在他口里使他麻醉的这个好意
He was not even willing to receive vinegar to numb himself.
这个心意他看到了
He can see the attitude.
圣经说他尝了，但是他不接受。
The Bible says he tasted the vinegar, but he did not partake of it.
为什么他不接受
？Why did he not do that?
如果主接受了这些醋，这个东西海绵沾了醋，使他喝下去的话
if he drank of the vinegar from the sponge,
可以比较麻痹。
He probably would have a better.
比较减轻痛苦。
His pain would be less.
但我们的主不愿意如此。
Our Lord was not willing for this.
他愿意在很清醒、完完整整的痛苦中间担当我们的罪，丝毫不逃避。
With clear consciousness, he wants to bear our sin and he will not escape.
如果一条一条注意到耶稣生活的每一个细节，
If you look into all the details of the life of Jesus Christ,
从来没有人像他一样。
You will see that not a single human being is like Jesus Christ.
我们有一天到天上去。
And one day if we were to go to heaven,
你会发现在地上很多应当做的事你都没有做。
You will find that you have not done many things you should have done.
你做了许多根本不必做的事。
You have done many things you should not have done.
你发现你争了许多根本应当让的事。
You will find that you have fought for many things you should have given up.
你又发现你应当让的，你不让，你不当争的，你争的要死。
You have not given up things that you ought to, but you fought for the wrong things.
这些错误的轨迹。
All these problems.
从以自己为中心产生的错误的伦理。
And all these ethics that come from a self-centeredness,
不但拦阻了我们自己灵性的成熟同长进，
not only does it block us from maturing spiritually,
也拦阻了整个教会的和谐跟丰盛生命的发展。
It becomes a problem for the harmony of the church and the growth of the church.
更拦阻了我们在世界上的贡献同对世人的见证的力量。
And certainly it blocks our contribution to the world and our witness to the world.
所以你们要切实彼此相爱。
And so you ought to be devoted to one another.
爱弟兄要亲热，不是冷淡。
And you need to be love one another in brotherly love.
恭敬人要彼此退让。
You ought to honor one another above yourself.
保罗在腓立比书告诉我们。
The apostle Paul says in Philippians.
看别人比自己更强。
Consider others to be stronger than yourself.
常常顾念别人的事，不是单单顾念自己的事。
And always think of others and not just yourself.
先想别人的。
Just think of others first.
神不会丢弃他。
God will not forsake a person like that.
先照顾上帝的家的。
A person that take care of the house of God first.
上帝会照顾他的家。
God will take care of his family.
先注意主的国，主的义的。
A person that seek after his kingdom and his righteousness.
主会把他需要的家给他。
The Lord will add to him his needs.
这都是圣经很清楚的应许。
This is the clear promise of the Bible.
也是我们的主耶稣在地上给我们的榜样。
And also the example of Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
今天我们继续讲下面一节的圣经。
We continue with the next verse.
这里提到侍奉的三种的态度。
Here it tells us three different attitudes of ministry.
第一种就是要殷勤。
The first one is to be zealous.
第二种就是要火热。
The second one is to be diligent.
第三种就是经常不断的服侍。
The third one is to persevere.
我们今天的服侍常常不是有这三种本质。
Our ministry are often lacking these three items.
我们的侍奉是什么呢？
What is our ministry?
是冷淡的侍奉。
We often serve with a cold attitude.
我们的侍奉是懒惰的侍奉。
And we are very lazy.
我们的侍奉是断断续续的侍奉。
And we do not serve consistently.
所以呢，保罗要把这三方面再次提醒我们。
The Apostle Paul wants to remind us again.
你注意保罗怎么讲呢？
The first one.
殷勤不可懒惰。
We ought not to be lazy.
我相信我们华人对这个殷勤这两个字不必解释，我们都明白。
We all sort of understand this as Chinese.
因为华人都很殷勤。
All Chinese are hardworking.
我不是说华人中间没有懒惰的人。
Not that every single one is hardworking.
这个文化的传统中间
，in our cultural heritage，
有很多华人不必讲的，他一天做超过八小时。
There are many Chinese that will work more than 8 hours a day.
有的做十小时。
Some work 12 hours.
有的做十二个小时。
Some work more.
有的做十六个小时。
Some 16 hours.
有的人已经关了店，你有需要他继续不断服务你一两个钟头，他不管关店的时间是哪一几点。
Sometimes even after the doors are closed, they will still serve their customer.
有一次呢，我在 Los Angeles.
Once I was at Los Angeles.
我们几个人走过一条街的时候，
when we pass a
street, 我看到一条领带，我很喜欢。
I saw a tie that I like.
所以我就进去那个店里面。
So I entered into the shop.
我说 May I see the tie in front?
我可以看这条领带吗？
那个人怎么说呢？
The person said,
You know what this time now?
你知道现在几点了
吗？我说 I know. Five minutes to 5.
哇，这个4:55。
4:55，但我要 closing in five。In 5 minutes.
我们五分钟就要关门了。
所以我对他说 ，Still 5 minutes, right?
他说还有五分钟。
他说 ，We are closing in 5 minutes. We do not serve anybody.
但是我们要关的时候，我们不会接待你。
我说 ，Can you serve me?
可以接待我吗？
But you come tomorrow.
明天再来。
Or the tomorrow morning I go to other places.
明天早上我就要飞到别的地方了。
When are you coming back?
那你几时再回来？
我说 next year.
明年。
他说 you come next year.
他就说明年再来。如果领带还在的话，就卖给你。
莫名其妙啊！
那到底 strange？
原来美国人这样懒惰的。
Americans are very lazy.
还有五分钟的时间。
Even with 5 minutes.
他已经预备要怎么样结束，怎么样关门。不要再服侍另外一个人。
They are preparing to close.
我们在亚洲从来没有见过这样的店员。
In Asia, you will not see this.
如果有这样的店员呢？
If there is a shopkeeper like that,
老板一定把他炒鱿鱼的。
The boss will have fired him.
如果老板自己在哪里？
If the boss himself is there,
老板都忘记时间，先卖多卖一条才回家。
The boss will surely sell you the tie first.
是不是华人跟不是华人有很多不同的地方？
This is one of the many differences between the Chinese and non-Chinese.
我不是要袒护华人。
I am not biased for the Chinese.
我是华人从唐朝开始。
I'm saying that from the Tang Dynasty,
已经显明有对经济的这种这个营群。搞好经济的这种基本能力。
The Chinese already have this zealous ability to work at economic tasks.
所以研究华人历史的人，
If you study Chinese history,
差不多唐朝的时候，
In the Tang Dynasty,
中国人的国民收入是全世界最多的。
The GDP of China is the largest in the entire world.
中国人不必读经济学，经济一定不错的。
They don't have to study economics.
中国人一定懂得怎样养活自己。
The Chinese will take care of themselves.
所以呢，如果你把中国人拉紧了
，If you bring all the Chinese together,
限制他的自由
，and you limit their freedom,
中国才会穷。
China will become poor.
你把他放一点点，他就慢慢就自己发财了。
But once you let them go a little bit, they quickly become prosperous.
他们懂得怎样利用时间。
They know how to make use of time.
努力干
，and work hard.
怎样超时间干
，and work overtime.
殷勤干
，with zeal.
他们不愿意懒惰。
They are not willing to be lazy.
所以当共产党
And so when the communists
统治中国的时候
，when they rule over China，
他们把历史上最大的经济理论家马克思带到中国来。
They brought Karl Marx, the so-called greatest economist。
结果正像其他的国家
，but just like other countries，
接受马克思经济理论的政府，结果一定经济破产。
All government that follow Marx will go into bankruptcy。
所以毛泽东统治中国。
When Mao Zedong ruled China,
几十年以后呢
？After a few decades,
中国变成世界最穷最穷的国家。
China became one of the poorest countries in the world.
穷到一个地步呢
？It was so poor.
有许多人呢，他们的病不是因为需要药，只需要糖，需要油，各一公斤，什么病都自己好了。
Many people are so ill that all they needed was a kilogram of sugar and oil.
在文化大革命最后的几年。
The last few years of the Cultural Revolution,
许多人到医生去看病。
Many people went to see the doctor.
医生开的药方是什么？一公斤糖，一公斤米。
And the prescription was a kilogram of sugar and kilogram of rice.
你什么病都会好了。
He will solve all problems.
穷到这个地步。
They were so poor.
怪不得邓小平。
And when Deng Xiaoping came along,
快快把整个光景把它翻过来。
He wanted to turn the whole situation around.
给中国人自由一点。
That Chinese will be more free.
让中国人不要说有数。
That they will not be constrained.
你不要管他，管得太厉害。
And do not rule them too much.
一下子使中国的经济突飞猛进。
And at the instant, the economy took off.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为殷勤不可懒惰。
They are zealous and not lazy.
这句话在2000年以前保罗讲了。
The Apostle Paul already said this 2000 years
ago. 教会如果比社会更懒惰，你能称你是上帝的儿女？
If the church is lazier than the society, how can you call yourself the children of God?
基督徒比非基督徒更懒惰，你敢说你是悔改得救的？
If a Christian is more lazy than a non-Christian, how dare you proclaim yourself as reborn Christians?
今天不要说我得救了，我是基督徒了。
Let us not go out and boast that we are not Christians.
外面有许多做人比我们更真实，比我们更刻苦，做事更认真，交朋友更诚实。做工更殷勤。
You know, out there there are many people who are more honest than us, who work harder, and they have friends with integrity.
我们不能说我因为信主了，我就可以靠着主，我变成随随便便的。
We cannot say that because we are Christians by the power of God, I can do anything I want.
不是主的事情呢，更是如此。
Certainly in the area of serving the Lord.
新加坡有两个牧师。
In Singapore there are two pastors.
一个是受西方教育的。
One was educated in the West.
一个是受中文教育的。
One educated in the East.
中文教育的牧师每天在教会里面。
The one that's educated in the East stays in the church.
上班。
And goes to work.
一有人病。
And when someone is sick,
就去探访。
He will go visit.
这有人死
when someone died,
就去安慰。
He will go comfort them.
去帮助他们的家人。
Help the family.
那一个呢？受英文教育的牧师对他说：“你这么笨，你做了半死做什么？”
But the English educated pastor said, "You are working so hard for what?"
他们两个都在一个神学院里面，中文部、英文部读书。
Both came out from the same seminary, the English and the Chinese department.
那如果不是这样要怎么样？我是牧师嘛，我一定要这么做嘛。
And the Chinese pastor said, "Well, that's what I do. I'm a pastor."
他说：“我不是这样的。”
The English educated pastor said, "No."
我坐在 office， 他有事情，他打电话来，我用电话劝他就好了。
I just sit in the office and counsel him by the phone.
他说人家死了，你电话怎么劝他？
Now how can you counsel when someone died?
人家病了，你怎么劝他？
Or when someone is ill.
他说我就是这样，工作是工作，哪里可以这样的？
And the pastor said, "Well, I have to draw a line between work and."
不久以后呢？
Not long after.
这两个人所牧养的教会就不一样了。
The church that both pastors are very different.
殷勤的牧师。
The pastor that worked hard.
他的教会就兴旺起来。
His church grew.
那个懒惰的牧师呢？
The one that's lazy.
教会慢慢慢慢衰败下去。
The church become very small.
等到会友死了，人家告诉他，他说好，我去主持上次礼拜。所以这样的每主持上次礼拜，会友就少了一些。
And his numbers disappear because people keep dying off.
因为他没有去传福音。
He has never preached the
gospel. 没有去照顾活着的人。
And never took care of the people who are alive.
有困难有需要，他才出面一下。
He only appear when there's difficulty.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Don't be lacking in zeal.
我们侍奉是如此。
This is the way we should serve the Lord.
生活是如此。
And the way we should lead our lives.
我们的生活，我们的侍奉，我们对人，我们对神有一致的殷勤的精神，我们这样才可以做世界上的榜样。
We need to have a consistent zeal in our life, in our everyday life, and in our church. Then we can be example to the world.
如果你有几天空闲的时间，
if you have a few days of free time,
你会感到做人很不舒服吗？
You will feel very uncomfortable.
如果你没有什么成绩可以摆在主的面前，
if you do not have anything to show the Lord,
你心里会感到不平安吗？
Do you not have peace in your heart?
有一些人没有做事，他就不能睡觉。
Some people cannot sleep without accomplishing some task.
有些人没有睡觉，他就不能做事。
But some people cannot accomplish task without sleeping.
所以他一直睡，一直睡，结果什么事都不做。
He will just sleep throughout.
我有个同工。
I have a co-worker.
他讲一句话很感动我。
He said something that moved me greatly.
他说唐牧师。
He said Dr. Tong.
我到今天啊。
Till today.
如果有一天不传音，我那一天就苦得不得了。
If there's one day that I do not preach the gospel,
我如果没有告诉人耶稣基督的道理。
If I do not tell others about Jesus
Christ, 我那个晚上就很难睡觉。
That very night I will find it difficult to sleep.
我妻子问我为什么。
My wife will ask me why.
我不能回答。
I cannot answer the question.
我只能说我今天还没有传福音。
I can only say I haven't preached the gospel.
两个礼拜前我的同工高高大大的林国汉牧师，你还记得吗？
2 weeks ago the Reverend 林国汉 was here.
他在这里做见证的有一句话打动我的心。
When he gave a testimony here, one of his words moved me.
我常常想不做牧师。
He said, "I often thought that I would not want to be a pastor."
我那时候吓了一跳。
I was quite shocked.
牧师要辞职要退休，这么年轻做什么的？
The pastor wants to resign.
他我盼望变成一天到晚在街头传福音的人，不是牧养教会的。
But he said, "I may not want to be a pastor. I just want to hit the street and preach."
后来我再问他，你那句话真的吗？
And I asked him, "Are you serious?"
你什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
有些人已经每个礼拜听我讲道，但有一些人从来没有听过耶稣一次，我怎么能够不对这些人传福音？
He said that the congregation listened to me every week, but some people have never heard about Jesus Christ.
两个礼拜前他在这里做见证，我才知道。
And I only know about this when he stood here.
他在过去十一年里面
，for the past 11 years,
已经训练了5000个人传福音。
He already trained 5,000 people to preach the gospel.
不是我们总会叫他这么做的。
We did not instruct him to do that.
不是耶稣逼他这样做的。
Or the deacons forced him to do
this. 不是我们聘书里面说你要这么做才可以做传道。用神的灵感动他。
But the Spirit of God moved him.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Never be lacking in zeal.
这圣经里很重要的一个教训。
A very important teaching in the Bible.
我们怎样才能做殷勤的人？
How can we be a person with zeal?
一个人懒惰的原因。
The reason why we are lazy.
因为他没有正确的价值观。
It is because we do not have the correct value system.
凡是你看重一个东西的价值。
When you treasure something,
你一定努力去寻找那个价值。
Surely you will work hard to seek after it.
你看清的东西。
But when you despise something,
你一定不认为它的离开是你的损失。
Surely you think it's not a great loss if it disappears.
所以对价值观的肯定。
And so our affirmation to the correct value system
是我们殷勤的一个动机
is the real reason why we will be zealous.
你看重的东西
the things you treasure,
你不会让它随便随流失去的
you will not just let it disappear.
你看重的东西
things that you treasure,
你在没有机会的时候还要找到机会去把它抓走
You will find opportunity just to get it.
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ says,
天国如同一个人
Heaven is like a person.
看见在地里有宝贝
When he saw a treasure on earth,
他就变卖所有的
He sold all that he had.
他要领受要得住这个宝贝
To get this treasure.
今天为主殷勤的人也是如此
This is the same for those who work hard for the Lord.
他看见了别人没有看见
He can see what others cannot.
他看见了侍奉主中间的价值
He can see the value in ministry.
前天早上我讲完道以后
Earlier when I finished preaching,
我一个表侄儿跑到我这里来
One of my relatives came to see me.
他是受了很高教育
He was highly educated.
赚了很多钱
And made lots of money.
是很大的公司做大经理的
And he is a general manager in a big company.
那么我说很久没有见到你
I haven't seen him for a long time.
他就是我在另外一个教会那边聚会
He said, well, I worship in another church.
你好吗
I asked, are you well?
我问他几句话
I just talked to him.
他的太太说现在他很烦
The wife said, well, he is very bothered right now.
我说你真的很烦烦什么
I said, what's your problem?
他不回答
He didn't answer
眼光里面有一个很忧郁的感情在里面
But he looked very sad.
所以我问他你烦什么
So I asked, what's your worries?
他是我的表侄儿吧
He's my nephew.
所以我说你到底烦什么
So I asked, what really is the problem?
他的太太对我说
His wife says,
他不是我老实告诉你
Let me tell you truthfully,
他在烦一个很重要的事
He's worried about something very important
他要烦是不是上帝呼召他做传道
He is worried about whether God is calling him into ministry
苦笑起来了
And so he smiled bitterly
我看看他以后呢
When I look at him
我就故意讲一句话
I purposely ask him
你很像传道
I say you look like a preacher
你有传道像
You have the look of a preacher
更苦笑了
So he really smiled reluctantly
时间到了我就走了
And I left
为什么呢
Why?
为什么他苦笑
Why he laughed
awfully? 如果他决定做传道
If he decided to be a preacher
放下这么大的收入
He had to let go such a high income
放下这么高的职分
And such a high employment position
放下这么大的成就
And such a great accomplishment
如果做传道
If he became a preacher
他的薪水可能还不到四分之一
His salary may be a tenth of what he has
但是他很严肃的
But solemnly
很尽心的
With a heart of reverence
正在考虑这件事
He is thinking about this.
我告诉你
Let me tell you
如果教会里面多一种这些人
If the church has more people like that
教会就有盼望
The church has hope
你们吉隆坡有一个李建安博士
In Kuala Lumpur you have a Dr. Lee Jian An
他还没念神学以前
Before he studied theology
薪水很高
He had a high paying job
很好的职分
A good job
结果他放弃
But he let it go
奉献念书
And he gave his life to the Lord.
那么是不是呢？就什么都没有了呢
Does that mean that he lost everything?
上帝丢弃了他吗？
That God has forsaken him?
神没有丢弃他。
Not so.
他现在所领受的
The things that he has received now
也并比他可以领受的更少得多。
Surely it would be lesser than what he used to have.
但是神用人的时候
But when God chose to use someone
人看见的价值不是世界上的人所明白的价值
The value that a person can see would not be the same as that of the rest of the world.
我请你注意啊
Take note of this.
传道人的奉献
The offering of a preacher man
你不可以从他奉献多少钱去衡量他
Cannot be measured by monetary terms.
如果他可以一个月赚两万块
If the preacher can make $20,000 a month
他现在只有拿两千块
But he only received $2,000 now.
他是每个月奉献了一万八千块你懂吗
He has actually made an offering of 18,000 per month.
上帝是这样算的。
This is the way the Lord looks.
你不能说他拿两千块，拿出两百块奉献，这传道人才奉献两百块，不是这样算的。
You cannot look at the preacher who gave $200 and say, "Well, it's so little."
上帝的看法。
The way God looks at things.
跟人的看法是不一样。
It's very different from the way man looks at things.
世人所尊贵的，在神面前是可憎恶的。
Jesus Christ said, "The things that men treasure are despicable in the sight of God."
今天有很多教会的这是不。懂得神的仆人的重要性。
Many deacons in the church do not understand the importance of the servant of God.
给神的仆人很少的薪水。
And they pay them very little money.
很少的薪水拿出来四分之一，更少的钱。
And so the tithing would be even lesser.
看着有钱来，他们就高兴得不了，笑到嘴巴合不起来。
And they will smile widely when a rich person comes.
这些才是重要的。
We think that these are important people.
神不是这样看。
This is not the case for God.
英国有一个人。
In England, there's a person,
Martin Lloyd Jones,
Martin Lloyd Jones，
你们有追求爱读苏灵的书的人，有一些明白中马田。
And some of you who study theology may know him.
这个人被选为英国皇家的私人医生。
This person is the royal doctor, physician of England.
这个是全英国医学界里面最高最高的职分。
And this is of the highest honor in the medical field.
他可以亲自医伊丽莎白女王的病。
He is the private physician for Queen Elizabeth.
一国之君，命在他手中。
And the life of the queen is in his hand.
不但如此，
not only that,
他还有自己的时间可以应征。
He still have his own time for other patients.
如果要赚钱呢？
So if he were to make money,
每个月的钱是用麻包袋来装的。
Every week he need a sack just to put in all his money.
但有一天，
but one day,
突然感到神呼召他。
Suddenly he believed God called him.
他就宣布放弃这一份的职分。
And he declared that he will let go his job,
做一个专讲道的人
and to become a teacher.
当这个消息传出去，
when the people heard this news,
很多人说 Martin Lloyd Jones 神经病，
people say Martin Lloyd Jones has gone crazy.
千万个医生都盼望拿到了这份，他把它丢掉了。
He has given up a job that thousands of doctors sought
after. 许多的电话来了。
Many calls came.
许多的信来了。
Many letters came.
许多人不明白他为什么这样做法。
Many people could not understand this.
皇宫的人也不明白他为什么做法。
Even the palace did not understand this.
如果在苏联，他就被抓去监牢了。
If he were in Soviet Union, he would have been imprisoned.
英国是个自由的社会。
But England is a free society.
让每一个国民有自由的选择。
And so everyone is free to choose.
后来呢，有一个人讲了一句话。
But someone said later,
他说如果 Martin Lloyd Jones 继续做皇家的私人医生，
If Martin Lloyd Jones continued to be the royal private physician,
一生能储蓄的产业一定是多得不得了。
He would have made a lot of money.
但是
However,
历史永远不明白，
History will not understand.
如果他不奉献做传道，
If he did not become a preacher,
教会要损失不少。
The church would have lost a great deal.
如果你问这句话什么意思？
If you ask what does this mean?
你想想看。
Think about this.
他的灵性。
His spirituality.
他的头脑。
His brain.
他的智慧。
His wisdom.
他的口才。
His articulation.
好到什么地步？
Was so good.
他单单讲以弗所第一章讲了127次。
He only on chapter 1 of Ephesians he spent 127 sessions.
我们讲90多处才讲到12章。
We pass chapter 12 only after 90 or
70. 一章讲一百多次。
But he spent 127 on one chapter.
这样一个人呢，
such a person,
他把圣经的宝藏挖掘出来。
Who kept digging into the treasure of the Bible.
整个基督教可以存留下去的东西都贡献出来了。
And then preserve all the greatness of Christianity for the other generation.
他如果在吉隆坡讲罗马书，
If he is speaking on Romans in Kuala Lumpur,
可能八年讲不完了。
He will not finish in 8 years.
一生一世这样奉献以后，
That is the way he served in his life.
留下一套一套一套解经的书。
And all kinds of commentaries were left by him.
世界许多的传道人都看他的书。
Many preachers are reading his work.
他的贡献很大。
He contributed greatly to the church.
因为他顺服上帝。
Because he was obedient to God.
看见别人没有看见的。
He could see what others cannot.
价值观一建立起来以后。
Once the value system is set,
你不可能懒惰的。
You will not be lazy.
价值观一建立起来的时候，
When you have the right values,
你不可能松懈自己。
It is not possible to not work hard.
价值观一建立起来的时候，
When you establish your value system,
虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
Although you are tired, you will still strive.
你就奋力抓住神给你的机会。
You will grab hold to the opportunity that God has given you.